Oh, hey. Hi. Hello, everybody. This is Camille. If you've heard any of my other episodes, you know who I am. I'm Camille Rose Fields, and welcome to the Radical Radiance Show. I'm your host. I'm bouncing back into the airwaves. More energized and excited than ever, I would actually like to say. And I've taken an unexpected break. And you know, life has been weird. We're all feeling it. And I don't think there's a person on the planet that's not feeling how to find some sort of normal, how to find a sense of normal. And some more than others. And it's an incredibly interesting time. My pup is out in the woods with me, and I've taken a new technique, to be honest, to my recordings. I have mostly done all of my recordings in my cute little home studio, which I absolutely love. It's been such a fun space for me to get to grow the show from the comforts of my studio. And I've had so many epiphanies and realizations about how, you know, most of my best thinking, sort of my best processing, my favorite processing and thinking moments come when I'm out in the woods, or they come when I'm out walking in the forest, or they come when I'm going for a walk on my road, or they come when I'm got my bare hands in the soil. And so I have taken a new approach to my show, and I am recording kind of on the spot wherever I may choose that day. And this show today is all about, is just with me. It's not all about me, but it's just with me. I don't have any guests. I am my own guest today. And my sweet puppy girl, Azalea, is cruising around in the woods with me. So you might hear her from time to time. And I just, you know, I am feeling for all of my friends and, you know, followers and people that I am connected to that haven't been able to be out in nature very much recently due to the lockdown of what's happening. So there's been quite a bit to catch up on since the last episode, and some of that I want to go into just a little bit of detail, because what has been happening is it seems to be intertwining with each other, right? So it seems to be all connected. And when my last episode was supposed to air, it was actually the same week of the Democratic primaries here in Maine. And during that election, there was a bill that was a people's veto, meaning the bill had already been passed in 2019. I think it was around May of 2019. And there was 100,000 signatures required, or I think there was something like 80,000 signatures required. And the organization, the group that had been collecting signatures last year in 2019, actually got, I think, around almost 100,000 signatures to get this bill, this people's veto, onto the ballot. And this bill is so important in all things radical lifestyle and living, because it's a mandate to mandate children and adults in the school systems, but not only the school systems, but every single institution that has anything to do with schools, and as well as hospitals, as well as healthcare practices, as well as private schools, as well as online schools even, in the state of Maine to be fully vaccinated in order to enter the building. This is, goes for an employee of the school, all of these things, right? So it was a really big deal in the state of Maine. And I kind of dropped everything to be there for some friends and some community members. And I kind of just dropped everything to help people ease into an idea of homeschooling. If you don't know this about me, I am actually a lifelong homeschooler, unschooler. Unschooling, if you don't know, is kind of a funny term for me. It's like two words put together that I just, you know, it's like school and un being a negative. It's kind of a weird word. And so, you could also just call it life, right? It's the act of encouraging your child to choose what they want to learn about and to choose what subject they want to learn about, to choose the project they want to do. And parents who practice unschooling, there's a variety of different types that go on with this. And so some people do more of a guided approach where they will encourage their children to choose their own topic and subject, and then they will kind of help guide and create, you know, a classroom around what these child's choices are. There's also varieties of people that do unschooling and they have more of an hands-off approach and they kind of let the child just do as they please. I have more of an in-the-middle approach with my children personally. Is it is technically what you would call unschooling, and it's more of like a guided unschooling and with a little dabble of homeschooling in there for certain subjects. So I was also raised homeschooled and unschooled, and it's something I feel really passionate about. You know, schools are actually relatively new to humans. They were created schools honestly have a very deep history with religious doctrines, and they also were created originally to create soldiers and to sort of create people that had the basics and basic needs met, but they weren't going to fight back or they weren't going to question the system. The research that I have done, the books that I have read, I have learned that schools were originally created in order to create soldiers who just did what they told, what they were told. So the whole school system kind of comes from like a really weird place to begin with. And, anyway, I'm getting a little off topic here because I kind of just wanted to catch up with you all and to pop back in onto the show here. And I just wanted to share, okay, so the Maine primaries happened. Unfortunately, the mandate was not overturned, so a lot of people were heartbroken, and a lot of people literally have no other choices. And but you know, this is a huge variety of people, anywhere from people that are just not okay with the number of mandated doses that come with the vaccine schedule that's recommended by the CDC, everything up from, like, you know, families with vaccine injured children who are now adults, or children in general, and just all the way through to people that are actually pro vaccination, but they are not okay with giving up rights to their bodies. There's so much terminology thrown around with the vaccination movement. And there's this label thrown out, like, if you question anything, you're immediately called an anti-vaxxer. And people, I'm 35 years old. I have not ever been vaccinated. My children are not vaccinated. And I would never qualify myself or call myself an anti-vaxxer. I am somebody that believes we should all have the choice to decide what is best for our bodies, and that we should be the authority over our own bodies. So let me just dive into that topic for a second. There's an ingrained aspect of our culture that you hand over authority on your body to a doctor or to an outside source. And this is because people have lost their way, right? People have lost their way and do not go out into nature to find the medicine that they need to heal. Okay. People are going to medical doctors or alternative doctors even, and getting their answers and their needs met. And that is a reasonable action, you would hope would go over really well. Unfortunately, so much of the medical community and the medical industry is driven by profit, driven by money. And so it does not take a scientist to follow a money trail. It's just seriously night and day, ridiculously obvious. If you follow the money trail, you can see who is funded by what, who's got skin in the game, what companies and corporations are tied together. It's actually not rocket science, it's actually quite easy to follow the money trail and to figure these things out for yourself. And so that happened. I gotta be honest, I immediately felt, right in the week of the primaries, the coronavirus outbreak started hitting the mainstream news in a bigger way. And I was like, that's so interesting. Just in time for all of these states who have these mandates on their primary ballots, this coronavirus thing blows up. So I just took note of it. I was like, that's so interesting. If you follow my Instagram stories, you may have been seeing things that I've, kind of been putting pieces together and that sort of thing. And so then right after that, by the way, when this thing happened with the mandates in the state of Maine, I started a Facebook group. It's called Homeschooling for All. The original intention behind the Homeschooling for All group, it's a public Facebook group. Anyone can join. Just go check it out. Homeschooling for All. If you want, there's a direct link on my website, and there's also a direct link from my Instagram profile at Camille Rosefield. So you can find the link there, and I'll also attach it in the show notes here. The original intention behind this group was to make homeschooling a viable option for everyone, regardless of level of income status or regardless of your privilege in what you've got going on in your life, regardless of, how many parents in the household have to work or are working, or how many parents there are in the household, or where the child lives if they're with a guardian. Who knows, right? There's so much of a big variety of different household scenarios. So that was my kind of original intention and thoughts behind the group. And the group has morphed into more of a resource group, because shortly after this happened, all the schools became closed. So then, homeschool group is born, and then all of a sudden, you guys know, everyone knows how fast it happened. It was very overwhelming for everybody. It still is very overwhelming for all of us, right? And so then mid to late March, everything's getting closed. Restaurants are closed. Schools are closed. Universities are closed. All events are canceled. As you guys know, what's been happening with this entire pandemic, it's a lot to take in. And it's a lot to understand and try and wrap our heads around. you know? And so there's a lot going on, and there is more going on than meets the eye on the first level, right? And so I would encourage anyone, every single person I know, I have been encouraging to question the narrative. This is something I do in my life all the time. Always. It's why I'm one of those weird, radical, renegade people that I just don't see a doctor, right? I explore the, and this is not because I'm some robust, healthy, perfect person that doesn't need to see a doctor. This is because I've had enough experiences in my life that I have been in an office with a doctor who knew less about the issues going on with my body than I did, and knew less about how to solve those issues as well. And I also was raised going to a naturopath. I have not been to a medical doctor aside from a couple emergency room visits in my life, right? So, and I just want to state and reiterate over and over that choice is not for everybody. That is something that I take very seriously. I am not willy-nilly about my health in any capacity whatsoever. If you enter my house, you see I have massive shelves full of herbs and fungi and remedies and probiotics and emergency remedies and so many things, right? I have an apothecary in my house. I have a medicine cabinet in my house. I have emergency stuff on hand. I'm not like going blind, you know, I'm not going blind over here, which is a really weird saying. I'm going to just nip that one in the bud, right? Sometimes we have to call ourselves out, and that feels like a very ableist thing to say. My apologies. So, what I mean is I am not just being careless about that choice, okay? I am somebody that has been exploring a life without an authority such as a doctor, having, you know, choices over my body, etc., for my whole life. Okay? There's been so many times where I was really struggling with something and I just wanted to go see a doctor, and different circumstances have held me back from being able to do that, and which I'm so incredibly grateful for, right? And so I've gotten to be in a place in my life where I've done my own research. I've done my own research when things come up with my children. I've done my own research when things come up with myself. And that goes back to me being the nerdy, lifelong unschooler that I am, is I can't help myself but constantly want to learn on a daily basis, all day, every day. I want to learn. I want to soak in the knowledge. I want to share the knowledge. It's kind of just, I want to remind us all that we've all got this innate strength and this innate ability to know this about our bodies, to know what we need, to know that we can go open our doors and go look outside and see what herbs are out there, right? What herbs are out next, right next to where my bedroom window is? What herbs are growing right outside? They say it takes 3 seasons for plants, herbs, or fungi or whatever to start showing up on the property where you live or in your yard. And so I truly believe in that. I've had some pretty mind-blowing experiences that completely have proven that to me time and time again, over and over again. I just recently shared with a video on my IGTV channel about the medicine being right outside our door. And excuse me. Using that as an example, I have noticed since this pandemic happened, I've been walking around in the woods like I like to do anyway, and noticing, oh my gosh, there's so much usnea around. Look at all this usnea that is just falling from the trees. Basically feels like it's falling from the sky much more than it ever does, right? And so here we have this beautiful plant that is known to be so good for respiratory health and lung health, falling out of the sky, essentially, during a pandemic where the secondary illnesses of this SARS-CoV-2, aka the coronavirus, has, you know, is this cytokine storm that's happening in the lungs specifically. So it is just absolutely fascinating to me, and it is one of the many, many reasons why I choose to dive deep into what does this all mean, right? What do all these things mean, right? What does it mean when this medicine is showing up outside my door? So I know that I'm bouncing around all of the different topics. Stay with me. You got this. We got this. We're doing this together, okay? It's a lot to take in. And so basically what I just want to start the conversation with you all is question the narrative. What is really happening? Okay, there's lots of places around all of the US and around the world that is using this lockdown time to install 5G in your local schools and to install 5G in your local neighborhoods. And a lot of people have health issues with 5G. It is it stands for fifth generation, and it is kind of the next level, if you will, of high-speed internet access for your phone, but also for home internet, I believe. And kind of the only way to get away from that is to be further outside of a city or town neighborhood. Okay, so had to take a break for a second and get my dog to be a little bit under control. So, okay, back to the main topic that I want you all to sort of just take with you. And I'm not going to even dive much deeper into what's happening right now, right? Because it changes all the time. I'm doing more research, I swear, every single night. Every single night, I'm like falling down rabbit holes, falling into the rabbit hole, and doing research and trying to understand more of what's happening right now. And so I've been sharing a lot of that on my stories. If you don't follow me there, go check it out at Camille Rose Fields. My stories there, I've been sharing a lot about medical freedom and body autonomy and what we should be thinking and who we should be questioning right now. So what I want you all to do is take a few minutes today and question the narrative. Tune out of mainstream news. Although I got to be honest, some of the mainstream news outlets are starting to share about some of the interesting storylines here. So pay attention, right? My personal technique is I look at mainstream news for a short amount of time so that I can understand what the rest of the world is seeing, or the rest of, like, you know, the country where I live is the U.S., the rest of the U.S. is seeing. I want to know, what are other people's news sources looking like right now? However, I don't trust mainstream news, and I would highly recommend you don't either. And if you don't, ask yourself, why am I even saying this right now? Okay? Or if you do try, I'm sorry, I messed that up. But I think you guys get the gist of what I'm trying to say here. Question the mainstream news. Question the narrative. Get to the bottom, all right? I have yet to see a very, very clear storyline of everything that's happening. But there are so many pieces of this puzzle that are red flags in a million ways. Okay? Serious red flags. I'm talking really sketchy things happening where all the small, like, who doesn't know somebody with a small business that is suffering on the edge of being done for good or is already done for good right now? Okay? there's a lot of small businesses, which I believe are the backbone of the economy. However, the corporations have made billions upon billions upon billions and continue to do so because they're the only ones allowed to stay open. These giant corporations, right? With millions of workers on the front lines and millions of workers having to be come into work, and they're not being shut down. They're making more money as the small businesses plummet. All right. Just one of the many narratives to check out right now. Okay. Another narrative you could check out is what companies, corporations, foundations, etc. are funding the WHO, World Health Organization, and the CDC. And just start checking it out. Just look. Just look more into it, right? There's a reason for all of these things on the storyline that are happening as they are right now. There are so many reasons. And so I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. If you're listening to this episode right now, do some homework, question any aspect of the narrative, and come back and talk to me about it, all right? At me in your stories, post something online. I don't even care if you disagree with me completely, if you totally agree with me. I mean, I just want to hear from you, right? Question a narrative and find out more information for yourself. I highly recommend not using search engines like Google. This is why I choose to get my information from a variety of sources and kind of piecemeal what I can find. Try and find a browser that is not heavily influenced by pharmaceutical companies. Oh my God. Or social media giants who are also heavily influenced by, oh my God. It's like, come on guys. Really? Are you that predictable? Okay, sorry. That's just the bitter me coming out to examine all of these things. Question the narrative. Get back to me with something you found out. I want to hear from you. I want to know, what are you questioning right now? Okay? Are you questioning the way the treatments are going for the people on the front lines, or the people that are actually coming down with the coronavirus? Are you questioning those treatments? Because you should be. You should absolutely be questioning those treatments. Seriously, right? Okay. That is all I'm going to be getting into right now. I just want you to question the narrative and focus on that today. It's like, I sound like a broken record at this point. I'm well aware. But seriously, it's really important, okay? If you have anything you take away from this right now, that is all I want you to take away. And in my next episode, I'm going to be going over some of my tools for thriving right now and sustaining myself right now and my family members as well, as far as what's in my medicine toolkit, what's in my daily nutrition protocols right now, and what is in my, non-food related nutrition. What am I nourishing myself with right now? And so I can't wait to come back and record that one for you all. I think you're going to like it. So the Radical Radiance Show, I am your host, Camille Rose Fields. I'm so excited you're tuning in, whoever you are, from wherever you are in the world. And I'm really excited to be back on the airwaves. I'm really feeling like it was a necessary break. It was unexpected, and it was so necessary. I can't even tell you guys. I can't wait to be back with more content for you all. And thank you so much for your patience right now during this time. And do something radical today. What's a way you can take action, right? Take action with something today. Do something radical today. Maybe it's just sharing this episode or sharing an episode with a friend or in your stories. So come and find me on Instagram at Camille Rose Fields, as well as Facebook, but I don't hang out there as much. And the Radical Radiance Show on Instagram as well. And if you're looking to find any past episodes, you can find them over at CamilleRoseFields.com. And that's it for now. Loving you all. Hope you're having an awesome day. Stay tuned for more next time.